The first reading from the prophet Isaiah today reminds us that when the Messiah comes, there will be a newness of time, something that's going to be not contradictory, but paradoxical, something new, something unexpected that's going to happen. And he's going to transform this whole world into something new. And all of the things that the prophet Isaiah described in the first reading today seem to be impossible. How can it be? How can the wolf be a guest of the lamb and the leopard lie down with the kid? The calf and the young lion shall browse together, and with a little child to guide them. And then all the description that he give to show us that God had the power to make all things new. Do you and I believe that, my brothers and sisters, especially rejoices in knowing who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father? The gospel reading today remind us that, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus comes to show us who we are, not in the eye of the world, but our true identity, our dignity, as beloved sons and daughters of God. The only begotten Son of God came to show us who we are, deep from within, made in His image and likeness, made in love. Which lead me toward a beautiful prayer that pray after communion today, the final prayer. The prayer after communion said that, replenished by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking of this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and to hold firm to the things of heaven. To judge wisely the things of earth and to hold firm to the things of heaven. As we receive the Eucharist at Mass, may we become Eucharistic in being grateful to give thanks for this wonderful gifts of knowing who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, as disciple of Christ Jesus and instrument of the Holy Spirit, so that in that knowledge we may judge all things wisely instead of being dependent and being enslaved by them. To judge all these passing things wisely and to hold firm to the things that matter, the things that are eternal, the things of heaven, the things that come from Him, the one who loves us.